You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Nurses Organisation are urgently calling for more Māori nurses in the workforce, and that the health system could do a better job at incorporating tikanga into practices. This comes as a new report was released by Nuku on Waitangi Day, emphasising culturally safe staffing levels which should be developed by Māori nurses and defined by hapū and iwi. Despite making up 17% of the population, the organisation says Māori nurses only make up 7% of the workforce. News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to the kaiwhakahaere of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Kere Nuku, Ngāti Kahungunu, Ngai Tai Ki Tamaki, yesterday about these calls from the organisation. They started off by asking her why the number of Māori nurses working in the country is such a concern.
Because we have been at 7% since the 2008, there has been no strategy that has been developed to look at developing up those numbers, supporting the recruitment and retention of Māori nurses. And so the current number that we have doesn't even match the population of Māori population that we should be serving. So there are a number of inequities that are continued to be enabled through the government.
Why do you believe this number is so low?
There's a couple of things. So the recruitment into nursing schools see a huge attrition rate within the first few months of the training program. So we're not able to retain them within the program. We're not able to offer the right support to keep them and to support them through the training programs. But then also those that do, we don't necessarily incentivise or give them jobs to remain in New Zealand. Many of them are looking further abroad to go to Australia. So there are a number of times through the system, from recruitment, retention, but also the training that doesn't incentivise or keep Māori within that program.
And what could we see if we did incorporate more Māori nurses into the workforce?
I'd say what we would see immediately is an increase in culturally safe nursing staff. We know from the research there is identified a number of problems that the nurses are experiencing, Māori nurses experiencing, around the racism within the sector. And a lot of our Māori nurses often help Māori patients navigate the system because there are so many barriers being able to access. So we'd see a lot more cultural responsiveness towards Māori tangata whenua patients, and I'm sure better health outcomes. But it also means that for those nurses that are not from Aotearoa, have not trained under this programs inside New Zealand, we're able to support and culturally support and mentor other nurses.
You mentioned the phrase culturally safe. Could you elaborate a little bit more on what this would mean in this capacity?
Sure. Certificate must be deemed to be clinically safe, which is where they do a series of clinical tasks to prove their competencies. We don't require the same things to ensure that nurses are culturally safe, to be able to ensure that the relationship that they have with patients is responsive to the cultural needs of the patients. There's a program that Iti Hapiti Ramsden introduced called Kawa Whakaruru Hou, Cultural Safety. And it was about first addressing for the nurse to understand what their cultural bias might be, their social conditioning, which might impact on the way that they care and benefit patients' relationships. So these programs are designed to ensure that when you're working with patients, that you have some insights into their cultural needs, the way that they respond, the way that they dress, behave, the way that they might look at health different from ourselves. So this cultural safety is about the nurse being aware of all of the dimensions of patients and not just the sick or the broken bone that's sitting in front of them.
And what positives would we see for Māori with using culturally safe methods?
What benefits will we see? We'll see an increase, hopefully, in better engagement, better understanding, better ability for patients to self-determine care, take more self-responsibility, be able to access services that they know are culturally safe and appropriate, but also be able to get services in a more timely fashion. All of those things that stop people from being able to access services, we think culturally safe staffing will attract people to be able to access services. They won't be embarrassed by any cultural barriers that might be presented. Even the engagement that we have sometimes as health professionals can be either disrespectful or off-putting, and that is what the research itself identified.
And what needs to be done to increase the number of Māori nurses in Aotearoa?
First of all, we need a workforce strategy that invests in this, that puts money aside to specifically look at a Māori nursing workforce strategy to increase numbers, both from when they're inside schools of nursing to when they graduate, and then how do we retain them within the workforce. And we need to ensure that the government also funds what we call culturally safe staffing ratios, to ensure that the funding is based on the needs of patients as opposed to what the government determines as a budget that should be fit enough to be able to deliver services. So we need to ensure that funding follows a culturally safe and responsive workforce numbers.
That was my final question. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I think it's taken us some time to develop up this research, but it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing for our Māori nurses to tell the story of how they've been feeling and working within the system, and the right thing to do would be for the government to respond appropriately and support these types of changes in the system.
That was the Kai Whakahaere of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Kere Nuku, speaking on the organisation's calls for more Māori nurses in the workforce.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.